brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, unless there's massive election fraud in Nevada, bye-bye Harry Reid. The radical Sharon Angle going to the U.S. Senate. All the polls show. Unless there's massive election fraud in Kentucky, bye-bye Jack Conway. You won't be getting into office. Rand Paul, 15 points ahead in many polls. The kiss of death, Bill Clinton showing up to campaign. Let me get to the callers that have been holding. Marty, John, Jesse, James, and others. Then I want to get into the election news. I want to get into some really scary debtor prison news. And more ahead of Tarpley joining us in T-minus 33 minutes from now. Right now, let's go to Marty in Ohio. Marty, thanks for holding. Good to hear from you.
Hey, what's up, Alex?
Worldwide transmission.
You're dead on about the sports and the pop culture taking over. Just in a week, trying to get people to hear some real issues, you can hear everything but the truth. So I just wanted to compliment you for the way that you throw together certain parallels or analogies throughout time. I'm going to go ahead and make a simple, like, flip book or something simple. You know how they have those books for dummies?
It'd be great to have a book, Globalist Dirty Tricks.
Yeah, similar to that, but it's basically just the parallels of different examples of provocateurs and staged events over time, like you said, over the last 2,000 years. It'd be good to put it in a simple fashion where people could, you know, get it for free, hand it out, and just see it. And, you know, maybe it could have been a Halloween giveaway, but it's a little late for that.
Well, really well said, Marty. Anything else?
That should be about it. One thing I was going to say is that I don't know if you have or do, but multiple guests on at once, kind of a roundtable conversation with different opinions.
I actually wanted to do more of that. I wanted to get Tarpley and Madsen on at the same time today, but we couldn't do it. And we are going to be doing more roundtables. I've done those in the past. We're going to move into roundtables here in the near future. Maybe a Gerald Celente on with a Max Kaiser. Or maybe a Dr. Paul Craig Roberts on with a Ron Paul. Or maybe a Jesse Ventura on, you know, with somebody else who's interesting, a David Icke. I appreciate your call, Marty. Good points. Good idea. Yes, roundtables. I want to go in that direction. Let's go ahead and I tell you, all they do is puns back there. Philbert just popped in my ear and said square tables. And SpongeBob sitting at the square table. John in North Carolina, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Glad to hear from you. I want to, first off, thank you for my awakening. And I just wanted to quick point out, I was driving home from work last night, and I've been listening to all these radio shows. I deliver pizzas.
And they were talking about Obama saving us?
Oh, no, they were talking about how all these materials that have been found on the planes were basically used in the Times Square bombings and the underwear bombings. Well, then later on the Billy Cunningham show, an ex-military demolitions guy called in, and he was talking about how, he's like, Billy, this isn't adding up. He's like, PETN is the stuff that we commonly use. He's like, Al-Qaeda uses fertilizer and other stuff. This is not Al-Qaeda.
But Al-Qaeda is admittedly government. They've been caught hundreds of times.
Oh, yeah, I know that. I'm just saying it might be worth trying to find those transcripts because I know Billy Cunningham's a pretty popular radio show.
No, I mean, I understand that this chemical is a U.S. weapon.
I just thought I'd bring that to your attention. I thought it was awkward that, you know, that kind of blew that guy off, too. They were like, really? Well,
oh, no, we're all supposed to perseverate and get all hyperventilating. The terrorists, it's so scary. Naked body scan my whole family. Grab my wife's private parts. Keep me safe, Al-Qaeda. Meanwhile, the southern border is completely wide open.
Yeah.
Good point, what? John. Anything else?
No, I just want to say thank you again and keep up the good fight, man.
Thank you. Folks, I'm so scared of Al-Qaeda right now, I can barely keep doing this show. I mean, is there one underneath the table? I mean, no WMDs here. Nope, none there. All right, I shouldn't joke around about it. Hey, looks like the Aqua Buddha is going to the U.S. Senate. I'm going to drink some water to the Aqua Buddha, Rand Paul.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I may have spoken too soon, even though almost all the major polls show a 5 to 10 point lead for Sharon Angle in Nevada. I was just watching Fox News during a little 3-minute break, and I'm afraid there's been some voting problems. Been reported for 2 weeks where you can only vote for Harry Reid. I'm afraid that they're now saying that the election results are going to be delayed in Nevada until December. Oh, isn't that terrible? It says Reid and Angle fight could spill into December. This is out of the Las Vegas Sun. .com. Republican Sharon Angle has urged Tea Party crowds to give Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid a November to remember by booting him out of office. But a divided electorate and voter fraud allegations could delay the outcome of the nation's most closely watched race until December. In the most populous county where the majority of votes are cast, that's where they've been having all the special problems. Polls and early voting suggest the race is in a dead heat, and this paper's pro-Democrat, that's not really true, and each side is preparing for a dragged-out battle. Republican lawyers have also laid the foundation for a fierce legal fight claiming voter fraud and intimidation in the final days of the race. Secretary of State Ross Miller said he was confident Nevada is hosting a fair election, and it just goes on from there. But the lead is so great for the Aquabuddha, Rand Paul, that they're going to have trouble stealing it there. New polls are out showing that he's got, depending on the poll, a 9 to 15 point lead. His margin of victory in several of the polls is 55 to 40. Very, very exciting to see that happening. And again, the globalists are intelligent, they're smart, but they're also very arrogant and super hyper hubris filled, overconfident with bravado or machismo or chutzpah, arrogance, whatever you want to call it. And Bill Clinton, every race he's gone to has been neck and neck. The governor's race in Florida, the Kentucky race, other races, and suddenly when he shows up, I know I've been talking about this a lot since last week, it's just amazing, when he shows up and campaigns for you, the person you're running against on average gets about 10 points just instantly. People are like, Bill Clinton, the crook, is here? Okay, that's it. But so why is Bill Clinton doing this? Because he really thinks he can get up there and bamboozle people. He's a con man that doesn't know the con has been exposed. Okay, let's go back to some of your phone calls before I get into this really scary debtor prison news that's coming out and some of the scams that are being run to intimidate people. James in Michigan, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good.
Thank you for having me on air, sir. I am just upset that how they can get away with touching people's genitals and getting away with it. When my girlfriend goes to work and her boss touches her genitals, they could sue for her for sexual harassment. How is the government getting away with this? And plus, if my child goes through and he touches my child in the private areas, what gives them the right to do that and not be put on the sex offenders list?
Well, James, I appreciate your call, and this is a really good point you've made, and I've intended to make a special video about it. This is psychological warfare. How can they give the troops DU munitions that they know are going to debilitate them and kill them down the road? How could they spray Agent Orange on the troops knowing it was going to kill them and debilitate them? How can the government give children in Guatemala shots saying their vaccines filled with live syphilis? How could the UN this year and last year be caught in Asia, Africa, and Latin America giving children live weaponized polio vaccines that maims and kills them? They just do it. The government's admittedly radiated 4,000 plus foster children in atomic experiments. Nobody got in trouble. The government sterilized 44% of Native American women on reservations in the 1970s. Declassified, nobody gets in trouble. Who ran the program? George Herbert Walker Bush for Nixon. Nobody gets in trouble. They have set the precedent to have Marines get up on television and admit they're growing the opium and giving the Afghans the fertilizer. The CIA tells the Washington Post, yeah, we're releasing fake bin Laden videos. Nobody gets in trouble. They have the TSA radiating themselves and radiating those around them. But even if you're a frequent flyer, you're not getting as much radiation as the backscatter leaking out of those systems, the people sitting right next to them. You see the TSA guys leaning into the scanner, showing people what to do, and then standing right there as they're being scanned. Admitted cancer, New York Times, Reuters, LA Times, top scientists, 20 to 50 times the radiation, depending on the machine. One unit is 20 times what they said, the other 50. Now they have 500 mobile vans driving around, as reported by Forbes and Bloomberg. With no shielding, you've got people driving vans for Homeland Security, violating the Fourth Amendment, but that's a secondary issue, compared to no radiology rules. Oh, there are federal laws, they're just ignored. You got guys and women sitting there running these that are at least 10 times the power of a high-powered chest x-ray. They have all these new MRIs that are deadly, giving people cancer. They're so powerful it makes their hair fall out. What, that was in, NBC News just a month ago? In fact, search the term MRIs causing people's hair to fall out, MRIs causing cancer. The globalists just don't care. They're wild. They're setting the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want. Child porn laws, according to U.S. law, are violated by these naked body scanners, and they are saving the images. The same thing in the UK. You can type in body scanners violate child porn laws. You'll get stuff in the US and England and Europe where they admit it violates the law. There's no waiver. There's no nothing. They just break the law. They're setting the precedent that they follow one set of rules. We follow another. There's one place where lawyers sued and they backed off, and that is the county that Denver is located in. And what, 4 months ago, because of lawsuits, they suspended anyone under 18 being naked body scanned. But they then do the molestation pat-down. Because they were sued, they pointed out, state law, federal law, this is child porn, it's illegal to take naked images of children, and they stopped, under 18. And it has nothing to do with keeping you safe from terrorists. If the globalists can get away with this, because just last week they announced we're going to do enhanced pat-downs now on people that refuse the body scanner. This week they said, no. We're going to pat down everyone now. See, it's first take your shoes off, take your belt off, answer questions. You can't have water. You can't. There's the New York Times. After stroke scans, patients face serious health risk. New York Times. So much radiation, their hair falls out. Sometimes when they get up out of the MRI, I mean, that's radiation power. I mean, we're talking brain tumors the size of cantaloupes here. They just don't care. They just come out with MRIs so powerful they dwarf the stuff they had 10 years ago. They give the troops DU. They have feds driving around radiating themselves. I mean, it's one thing to be assaulted by something 10 times the power of a chest x-ray, violating your Fourth Amendment right out of 1984, looking through your walls, and to have the media and the government admit it and then point out there's no radiological laws being enforced and the stupid technicians in there are killing themselves. When these people come down with cancers in a few years, there'll be class action suits. The government doesn't care. They'll just ratchet up the debt on the American people and pay off the suits and keep the radiation going. It's like Gardasil shots 4 years ago. In the trials, they had huge numbers of people that took the papillomavirus shot, and it killed them. And then Perry comes out, the governor, and says, you must take it. And that was a hoax. They're setting the precedent where they can just do crazy stuff. People thought I was joking when I showed you the executive order that anybody could check out in the late 1990s. It's in my first film made 13 years ago, America Destroyed by Design. I hold up the executive order at the DMV where they were coming in with a national ID card. They didn't start that 2 years ago. We already had standardization back in the late 90s. And it's on federal law books under executive order that they can take urine or blood at the DMVs. Why do you think they've got federal grants to take blood at checkpoints or tissue swabs out of your cheek? They are setting the precedent to do whatever they want, whenever they want. That's why they're now trying to tell people, you've got to take the flu shot or we'll arrest you. They tried that in New York. They tried that and the people said no. It's all just color of law pushing us. Let's jam in one more call. Who's up next here? James in Arizona. Got about a minute and a half, brother. What's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going, Alex? This is a first-time call for me. I just basically wanted to tell you, I'm sure you've heard of the Call of Duty game before, right? The big Call of Duty game, Call of Duty 1 and 2 and 3 and 4 and all those games?
Yes.
Okay, well, Call of Duty Black Ops comes out on 11/9/2010. Reverse the numbers. They're telling us the video game culture is already telling us and glorifying that Black Ops is a
way. They have video games now. Which one is it, Matt, we have the story on where you stage terror attacks and blame it on people?
Yeah, that was the last Call of Duty.
Yeah,
Call of Duty. This Call of Duty is coming out on 11/9/2010, and the game is called Call of Duty Black Ops. So they're actually saying 9/11 is an inside job by the fact that it's coming out on 11/9/2010. Check it out.
Listen, you play the game, and you go in airports and shoot people and blame it on somebody else.
Right, but the game always comes out on Veterans Day, 11/11. Every year, Call of Duty comes out on 11/11. This year, they pushed it back 2 days.
Amazing.
Just letting you know, I thought I'd call you. First time caller, I love the work you're doing. I used to be a neocon, you woke me up. Used to be a big Bush supporter, I'm an Iraq war veteran, and now I know all about the New World Order, and I realize the damage that's been done, and I really appreciate waking me up and waking up my family.
What about the other vets around you? Are they starting to wake up, James?
You're damn right, they are.
And that's why Homeland Security That's why Homeland Security says you're the number one threat. You're trained, you're armed, you're smart, and you know the truth. God bless you.
What if a natural or man-made disaster forced you to flee your house in a moment's notice? Are you prepared to grab and go? You will be with My Evac Pack, the ultimate survival kit for emergency evacuations, and we mean ultimate. My Evac Pack is an easy-to-carry bag packed with 44 essential food servings and dozens of indispensable get-out-of-town supplies. My Evac Pack comes in two sizes, a backpack or a rolling duffel bag. Both are packed with great-tasting, nutritionally dense, long-shelf-life food, plus all kinds of tools and supplies to help you and your family survive just about any kind of survival situation. See the new video and all you get in My Evac Pack at MyEvacPack.com. Spelled MyEvacPack.com. MyEvacPack.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 1-877-327-0365. Get My Evac Pack today, because you can't predict when or where an emergency will strike.
The question is, where should the American people draw their line in the sand?
What have we got? A republic or a monarchy?
A republic
is based on a constitution which protects minority rights.
Not democracy, not mob rule, two wolves and a sheep voting on what's for dinner.
So they think they own our land. They think they're on our water, children, our education, our money.
We have to define who we are and what we will tolerate.
Somebody's going to ask you what you did during the Patriot Uprising.
You have been warned.
We have the facts. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have common law. Knowledge is power, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm so excited to be able to offer you, Don't Tread on Me, Rise of the Republic. Tyranny is upon us, but liberty and the sleeping giant that is the American people is rising. A new tool in the info war. Don't Tread on Me. Order it at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139 and support independent, patriotic Liberty Films.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. November 1st, 2010. Gold opened this morning at $13.5950. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $13.9485, $6.9743 for a half ounce, or $3.4871 for a quarter ounce. That's $13.4985, $6.9743, or $3.4871.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm, warning of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. CBO is drawing a parallel between U.S. economy and the Greek economic meltdown. Debt to GDP climbing to unfamiliar territory and deficits rising to unsupportable levels. Hi, Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risks of deficit spending, aging population, and rising interest rates spells economic disaster. Call today at 800-686-2237. I'll send it free. Again, call 800-686-2237. Ask for the CBO document. Call 800-686-2237.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
All right, we'll jam in more of your great calls, interspersed with Tarpley coming up. I want to get his take on the elections, on the October surprise, and the ongoing October surprises with bombings going on in Greece and other places in Europe right now. I meant to spend more time on this because it's such a key area, not just of debtor prisons and what the IMF and World Bank are setting up, not just here in the U.S., but all over the planet, but how this is all done color of law. And I saw this 7-8 years ago in Austin, They set up in portable buildings, quote, court hearings with real judges, but there weren't summons, there weren't real tickets. They would call the kids in with their parents and threaten them to sign deferred adjudication, basically going on probation for being late to class one time. And then the next time they were late to class, then they would go on probation and actually go to jail. And we've got a news report here. We won't play the whole thing, but it's linked up on Infowars.com out of Pittsburgh, ABC Channel 4, WTAE, Erie, PA, headline, Debt Collectors Accused of Fake Courtroom, Fake Judge. Attorney General sues UniCredit in Erie. And it's just like Army and Navy recruiters and Marine Corps recruiters have been taped in Denver, Colorado, Houston, Texas, other places. You know, the parents will tape it, calling up the 16-year-old going, it is the law, you will be arrested if you don't sign paperwork now to join the military. You told me you were going to do it. It's the law, you'll be arrested. What happened to those recruiters? They got promoted. It's the same thing. It is the law, you will come right now down here to this court. This is your ticket and your summons. You owe us $500. Credit card companies, you name it. And I saw a story a few months ago out of the Star Tribune, in jail for being in debt. You've committed no crime, but an officer is knocking on your door. More Minnesotans are surprised to find themselves being locked up. And it talks about debts in here of less than $100. And what happens is the judge, extrajudicially, with no authority, orders you to pay a private sum, and then they get you for contempt if you don't. Or in other cases, they just arrest you, as the sheriff deputy dumped the contents of Joy Humeyer's purse into the sealed bag. She begged to know why she'd just been arrested while driving home from Richfield after an Easter visit with her elderly mother. No one had an answer. She spent a sleepless night in the Anacoa County holding cell, her hands tucked under her armpits for warmth. Then handcuffed in a squad car, she was taken to downtown Minneapolis for booking. Finally, after the 16 hours in limbo, jail officials fingerprinted her and explained her offense, missing a court hearing over an unpaid debt. They have no right to do this to me, she said, the 57-year-old. Not for a stupid credit card. Now they're just going to completely fake courts and fake letters in the mail, kind of like the fake census forms. Oh, the government's sending it, but it says, what type of toilet? How much money you got in the bank? They can't answer those questions. They can't ask those. That's a violation of the Fifth Amendment. They can only ask how many people live here for congressional apportionment for your state. Here's the intro to this newscast in case you're doubting me. Fake courts, fake judges. This is the New World Order. It's all using people's ignorance. But once you're not ignorant, once you have the truth, it will set you free. Here it is.
Right now at 5:30, debt collectors really getting dirty.
That's right. We are talking about fake deputies, handing out fake subpoenas, and that's not all.
Yeah, listen to this. They're even setting up fake courts with fake judges. It is wild. Team 4 investigator Jim Parsons with what he has uncovered.
The sign out in front of this building in Erie tells visitors they're at the UniCredit Debt Resolution Center. But once they got inside, according to a lawsuit filed by the Attorney General's office, they were fooled into believing that they were in a real courtroom with a real judge dressed in black. But the suit says the whole thing was nothing but a fake. UniCredit America is accused of deceiving, misleading, and coercing hundreds of consumers into paying off their debts. Inside the building is a pair of locked oak doors with brass handles resembling a courtroom entrance.
All right, let's stop there. Again, we've got this article and video up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. But this is what the World Trade Organization is. Set up in 95, completely private. Our Congress signed almost all of its trade authority over to them. They're announcing a new world government run by the big mega six banks with their new digital currency that all of our currencies will be based in. We will pay them taxes. And in an article by Kurt Nemo, IMF tax tribunals coming to America, they're already in Spain, Greece, Portugal, and other areas. The IMF is calling for new authorities to privately come take your money, to come take tax money to pay it to them. They're calling for debtor prisons. They're calling for setting up extensive spy networks. And they're basically saying our government signed agreements through the World Trade Organization with them to allow them to come here and do this. What do you think the mercenaries are all about? What do you think this whole police state's about. It's not for Al-Qaeda. It's to rob you blind. It's to complete the fraud. We'll be back with Webster Tarpley.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Tyranny is here. The grim future foretold in 1984 has become reality.
It really says that the state is God.
The United States is now recognized globally as one of the most oppressive police states on Earth. This film conclusively proves the existence of a secret network of FEMA camps, now being expanded nationwide. This documentary exposes how the continuity of government program has established an all-powerful shadow state. Police State 4 chronicles the sickening depths to which our republic has fallen. Prepare to enter the secretive world of emergency dictatorship. Body scanners, sound cameras, citizen spies, stage terror, and cameras on every street corner. It's only the beginning of the New World Order's hellish plan. The police state isn't coming. It's here. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or see it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Most people know that drinking pure high alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using plasma pH drops is the best way to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776 today.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We are back live. Got about 27 minutes left in global transmission today. We're going to Webster Griffin Tarpley here in just a moment on the latest staged October surprise event and what that means for the establishment and the fact that it's come out that it's basically staged. Yemen says the packages didn't come from there. It's Anwar al-Awlaki, the CIA lackey. The woman they grabbed and said was the head of the operation, totally innocent. The British said there's no explosives here. Obama said check them again. Oh, yes, sir, there is. The British prime minister didn't even know about this, or he didn't want to play along with it for whatever reasons. That's all coming up. First, I want to tell you about some great sponsors, and this is a new sponsor. I have seen the DVD. It is off the charts powerful. I know a lot about farming, a lot about ranching, a lot about farming in the city. You know, not as much as a old-time farmer, but more than most. And I know what's high quality. And this is a simple DVD on rabbits, chickens, the best crops to grow in your backyard or small farms. It's so much information for $24.95, very well produced. Backyardfoodproduction.com. This may be some of the most important information you ever get, and it's only $25, and it's just totally jam-packed. Back yardfoodproduction.com. Everything you need to know for composting to water collection, from canning to butchering. The folks at Food Production Systems have put together an amazing DVD resource that allows you to build a food production machine out of a small space in an urban environment. Or if you've got some farmland, it's a lot of tricks that even farmers and people I know weren't aware of. Amazing DVD, backyardfoodproduction.com. Don't wait until it's too late, folks. Start trying to move away from the grid now. Plus, your kids will love it. Backyardfoodproduction.com. Check them out today. Great DVD. In fact, it's so good. I called them last week and I said, we want you as a sponsor since you contacted us, but we also want to carry this. So we're also going to be carrying it on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. It's not there yet. Get it from Backyard. Get it from the great folks at BackyardFoodProduction.com. And one other great sponsor, most of the vitamins, even if they're high-quality, naturally produced and not synthetic vitamins, you don't absorb but a tiny fraction of it. But when you eat Inner Food, they got a bunch of products, but their main line, you know, their classic Inner Food, their super green food, you absorb almost all of it. It's unpasteurized, 20 superfoods. We've got discounts for Alex Jones listeners. Just go to innerfood.com. That's E-N-E-R-food.com. You heard Mike Adams just rave about it. Now it's the best superfood out there. Innerfood.com or 866-762-9238. 866-762-9238. My wife just loves it. Rob Jacobson here at the office just loves it. Innerfood.com, 866-762-9238. And don't forget, you also support us when you visit all the other sponsors that are on InfoWars.com and our local AM and FM affiliate, local sponsors. Be sure and support those folks with all the great stations that are picking up the show. And we have the online video bookstore with all the new materials and films. The best stuff I see, I pick it up and we carry it at InfoWars.com or by calling 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139. And a lot of you have noticed, and we're getting a lot of new members, so people are responding, PrisonPlanet.tv. We're adding new exclusive interviews that we fly around the country and get. We've got a new Willie Nelson interview, Jesse Ventura, never before seen, Dr. Russell Blaylock. The list just goes on and on and on. There's a new report out by Paul Joseph Watson. Did Obama order British authorities to find non-existent ink bomb? And local news is reporting that the police tested it, said it's not a bomb, and Obama went and gave a speech and said it was and called them, and they said, okay, yes, it is. I mean, Webster Tarpley is a doctor of history. He also is an economist, wrote the definitive works on Barack H. Obama, the unauthorized biography, and another research book on the subject. He wrote the unauthorized biography of George Herbert Walker Bush. So much of what he's covered now is even on BBC News, the Nazi connection and the rest of it. And Webster really is no stranger to this radio broadcast. But Webster, the fact that it's so transparent, October Surprise, the fact that it's admitted that Anwar al-Awlaki works for the CIA and is at the Pentagon when he's, you know, the most wanted, the fact that the underwear bombing that the government got him on the plane, and even the State Department admits it, the fact that he ran Major Hassan, the fact that in the last month I've had you on several times to talk about an October Surprise, to talk about Anwar al-Awlaki, and now they're saying he's behind the dreaded cartridge bomb. And obviously the neocons, they get to expand their wars, go into Yemen. It's not just the puppet Obama that gets power out of this, but why is Robert Shapiro, and now Republicans are in the news telling, in the Wall Street Journal and other places, telling Obama, attack Iran, it'll help the economy. I mean, they're so transparent. It's like psychopaths or criminals who want to be caught or love to brag. You know, put on your historian hat, your economist hat, you know, the psychology you've studied. You know, you're one of the most brilliant people we interview, and I really mean that. I don't just, you know, give out accolades. But it seems like the elite is beginning to go crazy. I mean, Bill Clinton is so unpopular. Every state he goes to campaign for Democrats, the competition gets an almost 10-point lead immediately. I mean, you always talk about them being inept. I mean, they do control, manipulate things, and through their largesse and power, they're able to get it done. But I do more and more agree with you that they are a bunch of buffoons. I mean, they've got the power, but they're a bunch of lunatics. I mean, don't they know the whole world is seeing through their this latest October Surprise?
Well, you certainly have a crisis of the Anglo-American ruling class, right, of the gaggle of financiers and bankers in Wall Street and the City of London who consider themselves the masters of human destiny and very often, not always, but at least quite often, get their way although maybe increasingly more recently they haven't been getting their way. They may not know what to do next. They may not know what gambit they want to put in. Do they want to try to push the currency war further? Do they want to go for false flag terrorism? Do they want to make it an international war or a more of a domestic police state? I think this is all up in the air. If October surprise, I guess, would no longer mean something that's focused on the election, because I don't think that's the focal point. It's got to do with something bigger. What I would say is there's a pattern of things going on, right? Here in Washington, in the last couple of days, we've had a number of incidents of shootings, right? A couple of bullets fired into the Pentagon, a couple of bullets fired at different locations here in the metropolitan area around Washington. So you're not exactly at the D.C. sniper level of October of 2002, but you're quite possibly getting there. So there's that. And then we had another one of these cases, right? Another mental deficient, a mental incompetent, who had been approached by an FBI agent, fast-talking agent provocateur, who convinced him that the thing to do was to begin to case the Arlington, Virginia courthouse subway station, right? Arlington Courthouse Metro Stop and three other stations. And that guy has now been rounded up just in the last couple of days. And, of course, it turns out that he never had any ability or wherewithal to do any of these things. He was never in touch with any real entity. He was in touch, really, with the FBI, right? And then, of course, we get Alaki, the CIA lackey, into the picture as needed. So if you put together the bullets in the Washington area, the scare around the supposed bombing of four subway stops that were allegedly being studied, and then we have this drama of the air express packages from Yemen, it would seem to point towards something else happening, and I'm not exactly certain what that is. But if you go back and look at, for example, take a look in my book, George Bush, The Unauthorized Biography. A couple of days before the Hinckley-Reagan shooting event, right, not to be any more specific than that, but that event, there was this strange incident where George Bush, the elder, the vice president, was driving with his motorcade along the Potomac River, and a shot was apparently fired from across the river. And it's just strange. What did that all mean? Never clarified, never discussed, but it's in my book, and you can see it there. We seem to be getting the sorts of incidents that may be harbingers of something, and what that is hard to say. It may be an attempt to force Obama to overcome his normal policy is appeasement, but appeasement meaning it's time to get other countries fighting among themselves because the U.S. is too weak and too exhausted and too overstretched to do it. That is, you know, get, you know, Colombia fighting Venezuela or get Saudi Arabia fighting Iran or something like this. But Obama, there may be an attempt to push him now in the direction demanded by the neocon. This is all highly speculative, though. I really wouldn't know where to begin with this. Concerning Yemen, I think this ought to be quite clear. The U.S. modus operandi is if you want to attack a country, you've got to plant al-Qaeda in it. There's got to be something there that calls itself al-Qaeda. Best example, Iraq. There was no al-Qaeda. The U.S. Went to this Ansar enclave, an anti-Saddam Hussein enclave, and found this guy Zarqawi and made him into the head of al-Qaeda in Iraq. And just at the point when the BBC was saying, maybe there is no bin Laden, maybe this is all a myth, out comes Zarqawi saying, I love bin Laden, I pledge eternal loyalty to bin Laden, and so forth. So, and then you can conduct your operations in Iraq. You can have a large war. Similarly, in the Maghreb, right, Algeria, Morocco, Tunisia, the U.S. wants to pay attention to Algeria, right, put pressure on them. They're a major oil producer, so they take people left over from the GIA, the Groupe Islamique Armé, who had been doing terror activities in the 90s, you recycle them and create a new organization now calling itself Al-Qaeda of the Maghreb. And then finally for Yemen, you look at the map, right? Yemen, it's down at the bottom of Saudi Arabia, and that port, Aden, is right there. If you had a naval base in Aden, you'd be in a good position to control the exit from the Red Sea. In other words, all the traffic from the Suez Canal that's going into the Indian Ocean has to go right by Yemen, plus all the oil tankers that are going from Sudan, which is a country that's targeted, right? The U.S. would like to split Sudan into two parts and have a civil war. The oil goes from Sudan to China, and it has to go right by Aden, by Yemen. Now, in Yemen, you have the following situation. The government of Yemen is supported by Saudi Arabia. There are rebels in the northern part of the country who are supported by Iran. So it's a beautiful opportunity to play Saudi Arabia against Iran. But in order to be a player, you've got to have a chess piece on the board. So what did they do? This was amazing how they did it. They freed a couple of inmates from Guantanamo and freed them into Yemen with obviously very clear idea that they would then immediately declare themselves Al-Qaeda of the Arabian Peninsula. And so it was. And now there's the Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. And then before too long, Awlaki, the CIA lackey, comes along, this, you know, discredited, notorious double agent, agent provocateur, who has been involved in just about everything, right, from 9/11 on down through Hassan and Fort Hood and Mutalab and everybody else. If you have a terrorist and you want to sheep dip him, if you have a dupe, right, you have some patsy that you want to validate as somebody who's in touch with Al-Qaeda, you just have him exchange a few emails with Awlaki, the CIA lackey, and lo and behold, you have another tentacle of Al-Qaeda. Now, as you say, this game is getting very old. It's a very transparent, discredited game. I guess one of the big problems is there's no large political force. There's nobody in terms of a political force. Right? There's nobody in Congress who's willing to say the obvious things, right, that this stuff is manufactured, that it's fake, that it's hokum, and that it's tremendously dangerous for the future of the United States, because you don't want to get involved in these lunatic foreign wars. And a war with Iraq would be a tragedy beyond the belief, I think, of most people today. So that may be where we are. I don't have any certainties, but it's an ominous pattern that I detect.
Well, let's expand on that, because yesterday on the Sunday broadcast from 4 to 6 p.m., I said my gut showed that these were trial balloons test, and I said this Friday as well, to see if the public will buy into a bigger staged event. Will it boost support for the war? Will it boost support for the puppet Obama? Or will it boost support for neocons? That it's a gauging. Plus, they're using such moronic patsies that they can't ever properly carry it out. And if it is not a casualty-causing event, then you can sweep it under the rug. It can just be basically a throwaway to distract people from what's happening politically. But then we have the classic communist brigades, leftist brigades, that are admittedly, according to the declassified documents, the Italian former president in BBC and Reuters, and the former head of intelligence saying, yes, the Bologna bombing of 1980 was staged by the NATO, Western networks to be blamed on political opposition and as a pretext to distract people ahead of that election. And then you see Greece intercepts parcel bomb addressed to Sarkozy, propping him up while he's under attack. Oh, the poor victim. And then another bomb went off in Greece. So we have that going on, being mailed to the Mexican embassy, blowing a lady's hands off, basically. Suddenly we see all this activity going on. And overall, I also see it as a distraction for the Christian Science Monitor and others announcing the world government's here, the SDRs are here. There's a lot of other movements going on right now, Webster.
It's possible. There's also the idea that you will have now an increased role for the Republican Party in the House of Representatives and maybe elsewhere in the government. And if you recall, when you have changes of government, there's often an attempt to reassert the validity of the faint, phony global war on terror paradigm so that you force any political element that might not be as enthusiastic or as hysterical as you want them to be, you force them to do that. In other words, if you have, you know, you're going to have Speaker John Boehner, so he's got to toe the line, and you've got to remind him, right, that this is the world you're going to be in, and you better vote those appropriations.
And the Pentagon doesn't really have the Russians anymore, so it's these foggy, shadowy guys with turbans on their head. We have to now re-indoctrinate the public and the new Congress of the national religion of beating our breast and hyperventilating in fear of the vicious, horrible Alakis who live in caves when they're not at the Pentagon.
Right. Be very afraid. I guess that's the bottom line. And if you're a newly elected Republican, then you better remind yourself that the foreign policy establishment has this huge neocon element. It's either going to be Brzezinski and his group or the neocons and their group, and between them they're bellicose in different ways. The neocons, you know, they may see that this is part of their comeback, right? It may be the beginning to set the stage for General Petraeus to come in as the man on horseback.
Oh, to save us from the Al-Qaeda bombs.
Something like this.
Hold on just a minute, Webster. We got to go to break. Oh, Petraeus, save me. Dun-dun, dun-dun, dun. Ah, the printer cartridge is killing me. Ah, it's got my arm. Ah, help me. Ah, Petraeus, take my rights. Fondle my wife at the airport. Naked body scan me. Do whatever you have to. It's hold on. We'll have to come back. I'm being attacked. Kyle, the printer cartridge. Help me.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
They helped create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Go solar for cheap. Want to use solar power but the price is too high? Now you can build your own solar panels for less than $200 at 123cheapsolar.com. Don't laugh. We've sold over 45,000 solar do-it-yourself kits. Watch the step-by-step videos that even non-handyman types can use. We offer a 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to 123cheapsolar.com or call 800-713-0486. 800-713-0486. Reduce your foreign oil dependency when you go green with 123cheapsolar.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Cartridge toner. But getting serious, Webster, I mean, do you agree with me specifically, though, that I see clearly they're beta testing the old terror narrative to see if we'll bite on it again, like a fisherman. Let's see if they're biting on green worms or purple worms. Or let me try to use a top bait on these bass. It seems like it's a fly fisherman testing out new flies to see if we'll bite on this thing. And I would say people are not biting on it.
I would say there's certainly an attempt to refresh and refurbish this worn-out, idiotic, fantastic paradigm of Al-Qaeda and bin Laden and everything that goes with this, right, the so-called global war on terrorism. I think the other thing we ought to put on the table, though, is this amazing degree of intrigue swirling around the Obama White House and really plans for various kinds of competing coup d'etats, right? Remember, back in France in 1957-58, when General de Gaulle took power in a tremendous constitutional crisis, it was estimated there were a dozen or 15 competing plans for a coup d'etat. And undoubtedly, the prominence of Bill Clinton and the machinations of Hillary Clinton and probably the availability of Joe Biden to go along with these things, I think this indicates that if you read those Ulster Man letters, right, that there's an atmosphere of bunker mentality, Nixonian paranoia on the part of Obama. Obama perhaps close to a nervous breakdown. Obama behaving erratically.
Well, the Democrats are now openly in the national news. Half of Democrats want Obama to not even run in 2012.
Precisely. And you have these cases. The guy running for governor of Rhode Island, the Democrat, his name escapes me, when he said to Obama, take your endorsement and shove it. Or we have DeFazio in Oregon, I think a person of some character, saying Pelosi has to go, dump Pelosi. Well, dump Pelosi, dump Obama. As Ulsterman points out, you've got leading Democrats risking their careers by rebuking and repudiating and attacking Obama pretty much all the time now.
So he's sinking faster than the Titanic.
He is. And then there's this intriguing question of the 25th Amendment, right? Is Obama non compos mentis? Could you find a majority in the cabinet to vote that with Biden also joining in? Probably not yet, certainly not yet, but depending on the dimensions of Obama's defeat at the polls and the repudiation of Democratic Party one-party rule, which I think is a good idea to bring the one-party phase to an end. I think that's likely to happen, maybe not by much, I would also hope, but at least to end it. This may be the gambit. In other words, these incidents that we've been listing now, it may be a gambit of a faction that you know feels that you know an atmosphere of international tension would help Hillary Clinton. Or
well, exactly. But here's another problem. We're almost out of time. The globalists could flush Barry Sotaro, a.k.a. Barack Obama, down the memory hole.
Exactly.
They could commit an assassination against him, and that's the only way to then give sympathy to the Democrats. And I think Obama should be looking at the people around him right now.
He certainly should be concerned about his security. But remember, he's also blackmailable on the Larry Sinclair dossier. He's blackmailable on the birth certificate and Kenya dossier. He's, as Ulsterman says, he's blackmailable on the Rezko Blagojevich Chicago bipartisan combine dossier, plus other things that we don't know, right? There's a special CIA department now under a leading Iran-Contra figure who's looking into all the scandals around Obama. Obama is blackmailed six ways to Sunday already. And I think the debate is between some people say, keep him in power, we can blackmail him for another 2 years and get everything we want, and others who say, no, dump him now.
Yeah, because it's causing a total revolution, and they want to put some new puppets in. Webster, we'll talk to you again soon. God bless you. Tarpley.net.
Good luck, Alex. See you soon.
You bet. Our websites are InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Great job, crew. Retention starts now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.